Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag synthesis technologies.
All right, Elmer Grant, we are going to let you get a word in edgeways, ultimately.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well. Between me, Dina, and Zanati, I don't think you're going to have much of a chance, but let's try nevertheless. All right, so the Synthesis Academy, what is that?
So one of the things that we want to achieve at the Academy is really raise the level of technical education, not just for ourselves and for our customers, but actually in South Africa as a whole. We find that with all the new technology coming in, with cloud taking over, people have heard these terms, but they don't really know what it means. And very often when companies start implementing some of this tech, they struggle to get the skills in the market that they really need to be successful and to drive implementation successfully. So the Academy's aim is to provide those skills, to help people build the skill sets, get really competent in doing the actual tech, and ultimately so that we can be globally competitive. So our companies and our customers, Synthesis customers, can take their services out to the whole world via cloud and not just Africa or South Africa.
Right. Are people still asking what a cloud is?
You'd be amazed.
I'm sorry, we asked earlier.
Right.
Now
you
I feel
not.
A bit bad. I asked the head of cloud what that
is. There
really
a head of cloud?
Of course there's a head of cloud.
I love that there's, like,
of
you know,
course.
I love that there's a head of cloud.
Yes. Oh, we don't call him Thunder, but stop. We should, really, shouldn't we? All right, so the Synthesis Academy is actually involved with training both its internal training, its customer training, and then, of course, it's ultimately reaching out to communities around the country. What are you seeing as the biggest challenge that both internal staff and customers are dealing with in terms of lack of training?
The technology that we're working with is so new and it changes so quickly that, for starters, people don't have the base skill sets to really wrap their heads around it. And so what we find is that as people are learning on the job, actually they make mistakes and they do things wrong and they have to try and try it again, and then they get it right. And only once you're really comfortable and competent with technology can you use it to then innovate, to say, what is the art of the possible? And actually what we want to do is we want to give people those base level skills so that they can get to the art of the possible faster, because just implementing isn't good enough. We actually want to be ahead of the curve. And so one of the things that we see is that there's a lack of good training. There's lots and lots of digital training, but that doesn't work for everyone. People have different learning methodologies, they have different ways of looking at the world. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is make our training incredibly hands-on, so that people can get their hands dirty, get into the technology, try different things, pull a different lever, see how it works, see how it doesn't work, more importantly, but also give them the structures and the frameworks around that to do it safely, to do it within the compliancy frameworks, and to make sure that all our data and all our customer data is actually secure while we're doing all of this work. So underlying all of that is our technical skill set, but more importantly, and we've spoken about this before, is that there's some other competencies that people really need if they want to be successful in the space. And they're not competencies, hard technical competencies that you'd expect. They're things like leadership, collaboration, teamwork, critical thinking, entrepreneurial thinking, innovation, and all those things are absolutely critical in trying to pull the technical skills that sits on top of that together to really create useful, meaningful, successful outcomes for our customers.
What's interesting is I know that when we were at Varsity, most of us were absolute idiots when we came out of, I mean, we were idiots when we went in, we were idiots when we came out. We just had a little bit of knowledge is all that we had.
Yeah.
And we went into the workplace and it was way back in the 1800s, but we'd stare at this fax machine and think, like, what are we meant to do with this? How does this paper get in here? That's how we really shouldn't have been let loose on society at all. Are we still seeing that, tech guys or engineers are coming through the system, are they ill-equipped?
Well, it depends also what skill you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So I want to say yes and no. So I think there are absolutely pockets of excellence where people come out of tertiary educational institutions, and they do have a good grasp of, you know, the technical content that they've learned. But what we find is that very, very often there's this transition into the workplace for our graduates that's really, really tricky. The workplace does not operate like university. You know, there's a hierarchy, there's a dress code, there are things that you can and can't say. And so part of the work sometimes is to help people make that transition.
Yeah,
I think in the tech space, I think there's more leniency. Whereas before, I think historically, where sort of world of work was much more formal and you knew straight away you'd put on a suit and that would be the expectation to go into an office.
Well, I'm looking around here, there are people in shorts, there are people shooting each other with Nerf guns.
Yes, I have noticed an array of extramural activity. Yes.
So there isn't some leniency, you know, whether it's Google and Facebook that has allowed, you know, the creation of this. The tech space has allowed for a
definitely
little bit of...
Definitely, it's far more lenient.
But I think that the danger with that is that we then think that it's completely okay to be lenient in everything. Mm. Actually, we are still asking our employees for a specific work ethic. We want you to work, to play hard, but we do also want you to work hard. We want you to take responsibility for your own actions.
And more than that is you might be sitting at, and Dina Diamond's involved with Investec, you might be going into Investec, for example, to do some work there. You can't take a Nerf gun with you. Because in that, well, I don't know. I'm presuming that that's just not normal behavior in another place. So therefore, you've got to be sensitive to various work cultures.
Exactly. And that's a skill, again, that we have to learn over time, or we have to help accelerate that skill within our new grads and our younger employees. And so I think that the trick for companies in general is to say, well, how do we integrate people nicely into the workplace so that they still feel themselves, but they can actually learn these unwritten rules and they can be successful in that? But then also, how do we take what they already know and we build solid skills on top of that? And so they may have come out of university with a great chunk of knowledge, but they don't actually know how to apply it. So how do we create a space where that applied knowledge, that real competence, can be built and then entrenched? Because we do expect them just to hit the ground running.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Elmarie Grant, she's head of the Synthesis Academy, chatting to us here live at the Hackathon. Elmarie, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.